Hi, everyone. We are back for our third episode of the Hiring Success Podcast. I'm your host, Kaya, editorial manager here at Smart Recruiters, and this month I got to interview Celinda Appleby, Global Talent Attraction Director at Visa. Celinda has created innovative digital strategies for industry-leading brands like Nike, Oracle, and HP. And now she's in charge of and very enthusiastic about specialized recruitment marketing campaigns and much more at Visa. During our chat, we talk about everything from hip-hop to favorite books to HR tech, of course, but mainly we're diving into talent attraction, employer branding, and basically everything that goes into the candidate journey before they hit apply. Believe me, it's a whole process. So let's hear it. Hi, Celinda. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Hiring Success Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the talent attraction employer branding. And it's kind of like what I consider personally, like the more fun side of recruiting, but also some of the tech and process behind it. So let's just dive in. So, Celinda, you're the Director of Talent Attraction at Visa. Could you tell us a little bit more about what that role means?
Absolutely. And I do want to thank you so much for having me here. When I saw the email, I've been super excited to be here. I've always had a dream to be on a podcast. And so thank you for checking that off my list. Absolutely. Let me jump right into it and tell you, in this role at Visa, it's positioned in such a special way that I get to work really closely with our employer brand team, who is magnificent. I work really closely with our diverse and inclusion team, who also is super engaged in the attraction process here at Visa. And obviously, talent acquisition is my main customer or client, if you will, who I interact with the most. And basically, I've been tasked to fine-tune the way that we attract and engage talent. And at Visa, what talent attraction means is everything in the top of the funnel. So everything that my world is everything before they hit apply. So that means I get to work on deciphering the channel and media mix, and not just like we're going to double down on this channel, we're going to double down on this media mix, but I get to really figure out how to find what channel or what media mix can attract talent in China, can attract talent in the Bay. And that's really what gets me excited. Like, I really love working on the specialized recruitment marketing campaigns. And then last but not least, things that I'm doing right now that I've dabbled in my career before, but I'm really owning here, is leading technology pilots aligned to attraction. So for example, we're piloting a few tools in the sourcing space. I am also leading a pilot for our smart CRM. And I have learned so much in that my brain is just so excited about technology and the way that it powers. We always work with tech, but in the fact that like how it all enables everything has been something that I love about my job here at Visa.
Mm-hmm. I love the new word that you've introduced to me, which is media mix. That is such a great way to phrase it. And it's also so cool to me that your world is everything before you hit apply, because normally when I really think of recruiting, it's like once someone hits apply, but there's a whole ecosystem of things happening before to just get a candidate to that point. And that's interesting to think about.
Yeah, and sometimes it's so much more than we're even doing, right? It's organic conversations with employees. It's, seeing a Visa sign at the World Cup, right? Mm-hmm. And those little things are all part of the candidate journey. And oftentimes, most talent attraction leaders don't get to engage in everything. And the fact that I'm able to do that here is just super exciting.
Yeah. That is really cool. So speaking of media mix, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your social media. And one thing that I really love about you on social media specifically is how you're really vocal about the things that you love. It's like sneakers, books, hip hop. I even saw some Lizzo gifts, which I really appreciated. And I just kind of want to know why it's important to you to share these kind of like personal interests with your professional community as well, and if that relates to bringing your whole self to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this question. So I will tell you that as a human being, I've evolved quite a bit, both, you know, personally, obviously, but professionally. And I operate on the realm that you should have an advisory board with you at all times, you know, so people that are going to help with your career. And so many years ago, I had an advisor on my board that was no longer a part of my board, but this individual had me thinking that I needed to be super bland on social. And I'm calling it super bland. They called it corporate. You know, at one point I even had two social media profiles, one where I was myself and one where I was like tweeting, you know, job tips. And I even think I've even trained people to do the same. And the reason that stood out for me was what they said to me was, no one's going to respect a hip hop loving technology pro. And so those years when I look back, and I get it. Hip hop is, you know, controversial for some people or whatever. I don't understand why they would think that, but I get it. I hear that a lot. But those times were like so bland. It was like living without hot sauce in my purse. You know what I mean? And so a couple of years ago, it hasn't been very long, you know, a handful of years, I decided to make the choice for me and that I was going to present as myself at all times. Obviously, with the caveat that if I wouldn't behave this way in front of my abuelita, then I wouldn't behave that way, period. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'd be myself. And honestly, I would say the number one driver to that is raising boys. You know, my boys are in the preteen age, and I'm constantly telling them and my mentees, learn to be comfortable in your skin, live authentically. You know, don't be scared to share who you are. And people need you at 100%, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't be your best self if you're not 100%. And if I'm telling my children that, and then I'm living a different life, it started to just feel bad. And so, you know, if people are offended by the fact that I love the Roots or Jordans, or I am, you know, reading books that are not your normal, you know, how to behave in corporate America books, then those people aren't for me. And I'll be honest with you, I have lost followers or friends because of it. But maybe those people just weren't my people.
Mm-hmm. I like this abuelita rule. I think that a lot of us would do well to live by that. So I'm really feeling that. Thinking about like expressing yourself, how you're saying, you know, be yourself, be 100%. Your role has a lot to do with the creative side of recruiting, employer branding, social media, social recruiting, et cetera. But I wanted to ask you kind of what the tech that you use to drive that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, our channel mix at Visa is very limited. You know, there's no lie to that. And so we are codependent on what I call traditional recruitment technology, whether it's our CRM or our ATS, you know, which is powered by smart recruiters, whether it's organic Outlook, right, powered by Microsoft. We do a lot of text-based recruiting as well. And so for me, even though everything is centered around technology and we don't have, you know, segmented tech or any of that sort at our reach today, what I feel is that we have to just get creative on how we use what we have, right? The foundation is what we have, and how can we use that to enable access for everybody, make our process inclusive? What does our application look like, right? Even though my world is everything before the application, I still work very closely with Laura on my team to ensure that the rest of the process is also really on point, because what if you're putting this amazing campaign out or this great communication and then it breaks in the middle? And so that to me is something that that technology really drives for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is important. It is really like kind of a connector and the, you know, the ground, I don't know, that's supporting everything else, you know, because it kind of just has to work. Delving into the process a little more, what are some of the most important data points for you, as in like what do you think about when you're measuring yourself and your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So I almost feel that like I'm in this zone, and it probably started a long time ago, but it's really coming to life recently, or I've been talking about it more so. So if anyone's listening that's been speaking to me in the past few weeks, none of this will come as a surprise. But for me right now, it's how we communicate with candidates, you know, whether they are pre-apply or post-apply. You know, we're in a hyper-connected world, right? As a society, we're swiping left, we're swiping right. We can order food in less than 2 seconds. You know, Amazon can have boots here if I need them, you know, sometimes in less than a day, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a society, we're so accustomed to instantaneous conversation or instant gratification for, you know, whatever you decide your poison or passion to be. Mm-hmm. And so my brain, what keeps me up at night is how do we balance that shift in HR and talent acquisition? And so I want that conversation, and I'd love to be at the beginning stages of that, to shift to a human-centric model, right? In this swipe left, swipe right mentality, sometimes we lose focus that there's real human beings, you know, that are having a really scary time because they decided to go and apply for a job, right? And, you know, we do have serial people that apply, and, you know, job search is different for everybody, right? And so I want to make sure that we don't forget that they're real human beings. It's candidate centric, but more importantly, it's an inclusive experience for all, you know? So that is the part that, like, how am I going to be able to shift that? So, and what I mean by that for me is that for a very long time in my career, I was focused on how to perfect that phone call, right? I'm dating myself. I was a headhunter many years ago. And then it shifted to that in-mail or that email, right? And none of that's changed. That's still critical foundation points in our society. But then more recently, we're shifting to what does that video say? Or what does that Facebook or Twitter post say, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm challenging myself to think way bigger than that. And in the sense of that, is how do we change the course? More importantly, for people, women of color. So how do we ensure that our vibe, our brand is attracting and engaging, and more importantly, retaining and supporting their success, right? Because it's obviously not at any company right now working, right? In pockets, right? There's some companies that are doing it phenomenally well, but as a mass, we're not doing that well. And that's what I want to, like, I really would love to come up with a way to combine that and fix it.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting because I don't hear people connect the dots between the shift in technology that's happening in recruiting to a shift and a focus on inclusion and diversity. And so I feel like you just kind of connected that thread for me, and I really found that cool. Kind of jumping off of that idea, maybe you can talk to us about what hiring success does mean to you, thinking about all these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, hiring success is this magic formula that we all really want, right? Nobody wants TA or talent acquisition to be broken, right? Or HR to be broken, right? We, you know, our employees are the lifeline of what keeps the company going, right? Bezos is amazing, but, you know, he needs his employees, right? Same thing with Al Kelly. He needs us, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I think is it's about ensuring everyone is treated like a human being, equal fair chance, beyond all of the mumbo jumbo that we have to put, you know, the compliance stuff. I mean that truly from people's hearts, and taking into consideration that all factors are made by all people, right? Recruiters, candidates, hiring managers. This one decision will impact a life, right? And ideally, when that person decides to take the job, the person is provided the tools they need, the environment needed to succeed, right? I think a lot of us stop thinking about hiring success at the offer stage, and it's time that we start thinking more longer term, right? Are we empowering people to have the best career moment of their lives, right? Because those are the moments that Al, that Jeff, that, you know, I'm blanking on CEOs, but, you know, those are the people, those moments are the ones that are going to propel Visa to success. And if we take that into consideration, that is what hiring success means. It's the full cycle.
Yes. Yeah, I like how you're kind of including this latter portion in your idea of hiring success, because ultimately retention is part of recruiting success. Otherwise, you're kind of doing it all for nothing, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And I find that, you know, I have an amazing squad of powerful women leaders in corporate America and also entrepreneurs. And when we start talking about our career success or, you know, where we've hit some gaps, it's always been like, you know, I took so much care to find the right job. I was due diligent. The recruiter was amazing. My hiring manager presented themselves great. And then I didn't fit in, or it didn't work out for me. I didn't have the tools to be successful. And so at some point, we need to look at it full spectrum. And I think that point is today. You know, like, I think we need to start thinking bigger.
Mm-hmm. I like that. This is changing gears a little bit, but from my social media stalking of you, I do see that you are an avid reader. And so I wanted to bug you about some picks you may have for our listeners, what you're reading now, anything about that.
Oh, you'd never bug me, girl. So I am always reading. And this is why I love, you know, Twitter, because the micro-sized access to content, my brain is just always reading. But with that said, on my nightstand, I have stacks of books, which I know Feng Shui says it's not a good idea, but I can't figure out how where else to meet the balance. But currently, I'm alternating between three books. Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. I love her. If you haven't watched her Netflix special, watch it. I have all her books. And this one is focused on empowering your best self to be your best leader. And that's something I just hired my first direct at Visa. And that's something that I want to make sure that I'm my best self for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I recently picked that one up. I absolutely adore Questlove, and I'm reading his Creative Quest. And honestly, I only allow myself to read 1 to 2 chapters a night because I don't want the book to end. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's all about being creative, and he draws from experiences and connection points with hip hop artists and legends, I should say. So it's a really good book. And then I love trash summer reads.
this is one I'm excited for.
Yeah. So I'm reading City of Girls. I just started that over the weekend. Elizabeth Gilbert of Eat, Pray, Love, Fame. And I really like it. It's going quickly for me. I really love it. And then last but not least, as a family, we read a book. I wish I could say it was every night. We alternate between reading a book and drowning our sorrows in TikTok, watching videos for that time. but we're reading Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I love Judy Blume. I read all her books as a child. And so this week when we went to the library, they said, you can pick a book that you loved. And I hunted this one down. So I'm excited about sharing that with them.
Oh, I'm excited for you to share that with your kids too. That was one of my favorite books, and I love Judy Blume.
Yeah. I was surprised I don't own it. So I probably that's my next book buy.
And thinking towards the rest of the year, what's really the focus and the goals of your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So our fiscal year is coming to a close soon. And so we're all rolling up our sleeves and really focused on closing the fiscal year strong, making sure that talent acquisition meets their hiring goals, making sure that we're, you know, closing out all the pilots that we have going on so we can secure and solidify budget for FY20. We have some new talent segments that we're recruiting for and some new locations for Visa, also some new skill sets for Visa. And so I've been diving into a lot of research on how to find these people, these talented people. And so I'm excited for FY20 and how we're going to reach new markets. Mm-hmm. And then personally, I'm speaking at Talent Connect in September, and it'll be my second time on their stage. And I'm super excited for that.
Oh, awesome. That will be really cool to see what you bring to that conference. I mean, it's such a big one, so that's really exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I think that just about does it for all my questions, but I just want to wish you best of luck with all of those goals, and thank you so much for coming and sharing all of what you've learned with us on this podcast.
Thank you so much. This was such a good experience for me. I really appreciate talking to you. You have a great day.
You too. Isn't she amazing? I had such a good time talking with Celinda, and I hope you all enjoyed it too. Thank you all so much for listening to this, our third episode of the Hiring Success Podcast. I hope you loved it as much as I did, and please don't forget to subscribe to get notified when a new episode is out every month. Next time, I have the pleasure of interviewing Talisa Humphrey, recruiting senior analyst at Optimizely, so I want to see you all then. One final note, if you're like us and you want to meet TA leaders who are changing the future of recruiting, you have to join us at Hiring Success. It's our conference happening in Amsterdam this September, and you can even use the discount code HSPODCAST30 to get 30% off of your ticket. It's all happening there, so please be sure to visit our website, www.smartrecruiters.com/hiringsuccess/Europe for more information, and we hope to see you all next time.